This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. San Francisco is famous for many things. But there's one claim to fame you may not know about. That's right, the accordion. It's San Francisco's official city instrument. And back in the early part of the 20th century, San Francisco's North Beach was a mecca of accordion building and playing in the United States. Building and repairing accordions is a craft that requires years of training. San Francisco native Vince Sorelli was a master. He passed away this weekend, so in memoriam, KALW's Julie Kane brings us this profile of Sorelli and his apprentice, Skylar Fell.
Skylar Fell plays her accordion in a warehouse in San Francisco, surrounded by instruments and tools. Fell is tattooed and pierced. A feather sticks up from the fedora she wears, cocked to one side. Bones and springs and bits of copper wire are woven into her dreadlocked hair. She has her own accordion repair business here, and it's flourishing.
Okay, so your total is going to be $490? We have everybody from 4, 5, 6 years old. Their parents are bringing them in. We have folks in their 80s getting their accordions that they've had for their entire lives rebuilt. We have a lot of people in their teens, 20s, and 30s coming in right now and getting involved in playing accordion. We're very busy. It's happening.
But she's still got a lot to learn. So she's learning her craft the old-fashioned way. She's apprenticing. Two or three times a week, Fell gets into her rickety pickup truck and drives to meet up with her mentor.
Kind of like old world music making meets Mad Max Road Warrior. Hi, Vince. Morning. How are you doing this morning?
Okay.
Excellent.
Vince Sorelli is in his 90s. His parents were Italian immigrants, and Sorelli grew up in San Francisco's North Beach neighborhood, surrounded by accordion factories. He's been building and repairing them since he was 10 years old.
I started as a shop boy at one of the accordion shops at Colombo Company.
Over the years, Sorelli slowly worked his way up to become a master craftsman. The need for apprenticing comes from the complexity of the instrument. Accordions come in all shapes and sizes. They can have as many as 4,000 parts. Some have buttons, some have piano keys, and depending on the year they were made and who made them, the reeds might be different, the number of keys might be different, and even what they're made of can be different.
So go ahead and take the tools out of there and put them on your bench.
In Sorelli's workshop, Fell and her mentor bend over an accordion lit by a bright light.
Now, let's see.
Tidy rows of tools line both sides of the table.
And it's just having one leak up here on the treble tone chamber.
What note is?
It's F sharp, the high F sharp right here.
All right, we're going to find out why.
When Vince is teaching me, he's very slow and deliberate.
Scott, would you lift this first?
Mm-hmm.
And this will tell me that the tone chamber valve is not leaking. Wait, it is. I don't want it to go to her head, but I will recommend her over many, many repair people because she's learning the itty-bitties of discipline and know-how. Let me hear it now.
Okay.
Just lift it. Now I see what I have to do.
Looking inside an accordion, you see rows of tiny compartments made of wood and beeswax and leather.
Do you want me to clean it?
Yeah, clean it a little bit off here.
Okay. You're using all your senses. You're using your sense of feeling and touching it, and you're also using your sense of your sight and looking at what the project that you're working on. And then you're also using your ears and hearing how each of the notes sound.
Lift again, babe. When you're working in an accordion shop on repairs, your patience is golden.
This really does resemble surgery.
Yeah.
Or accordion doctors.
Fella's in her 30s and Sorelli's in his 90s. But even though there's a 60-year difference in their ages, they're bonded by a deep love for the instrument. Sorelli first heard the siren's call of the accordion in the 1920s as a small boy on the streets of San Francisco.
I was out in the front stairs playing and I heard music coming. Beautiful music coming out of, gee, I like what I'm hearing.
60 years later, Fell heard an accordion player in a punk rock club in Berkeley and felt that same infatuation.
And I was just like, wow, this is so powerful. I really want to do this. Like, I'm going to learn how to play accordion.
And she did. In addition to fixing accordions and teaching other people how to play them, Fell regularly plays gigs with her band, the Hobo Goblins. Part of what's behind the renewed interest in the accordion is availability. Old accordions are getting pulled out of attics and handed down to grandchildren, or sold in flea markets and garage sales. They're pretty and affordable, and they often have a story to tell.
And this kid comes in around lunchtime.
And he said that my aunt and uncle gave me this accordion, I want to sell it.
It was an old accordion, cream-colored and embellished with rhinestones and curlicues.
Vince gets this little twinkle in his eye, you know. He's like, oh, this is just like the accordion that I used to play a long time ago in the 30s or what have you.
It seemed familiar, but someone had attached a strip of gold celluloid across the front, just above the keyboard.
I started to pull it, and I saw the I on the end. A little bit further, and I saw an L. I says, oh, no. Then I ripped it up, and there's my name.
V. Sorelli, his name, on his accordion. Come back to him after, you know, 50 years.
Although Sorelli doesn't play much anymore, he and Fell plan to fix up his old accordion so he can pass it along to his grandchildren. It's a passing of the torch that Fell knows all about.
I think it's bringing new style to the old world charm of the accordion, taking history and taking the culture of the past and bringing it into the present and diving into the future with it. We got the accordion renaissance and accordion revolution happening right here as we speak.